pissed off, whatever it is.
She just goes a little mad sometimes. We all go a little mad sometimes.
Game over, man! Game over!
What an excellent day for an exorcism.
You are invited to an open house where horror will be your host.
Don't fall asleep.
Welcome to the Gavin in the Woods podcast. We are dealing with mariticide or mariticide today.
Mariticide. It sounds like a new Spanish.
It does.
Like it's the latest dance craze.
Very much.
Oh, my Lord. Yeah, it's something a little bit different.
A little bit different?
It's a little bit different.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sorry, I'm literally trying to turn off this goofy effect. We let my son play with the podcast stuff after we record stuff, and he's given me these goofy effects. So they might not have come through, but all I could hear was me like going, whoa.
I wish to make an announcement.
Who has summoned the great Gabor? Very weird. Very weird stuff.
And then we are like, I had a poo today.
His podcast would fucking rate through the roof. But luckily I'm not a showbiz dad, so I'm not forcing him into it.
Yet.
Yeah.
When did like Justin like Timberlake and all that start?
They were children. They were like 9 or 10.
Yeah.
They were children.
Isn't that what your son is?
Yeah, he's 9. I'm not going to do that to him. Not one of those people has turned out normal. Look at Britney Spears.
Yeah, but, you know, all the parents could quit their job, so is it necessarily all bad?
I feel so bad for Britney because, I mean, obviously, you know, she deserved financial autonomy. She earned that money. She deserves, but holy shit, like 0 to Dancing with Knives in 30 seconds.
Oh, my God. Everyone was like, free Britney. And then we freed her and then we were like, yeah, knifey knife. And we were like, did we fuck up?
Call the Ghostbusters. Put her back in the box.
Did we fuck up? Oh, my God. But the thing, it comes back, the thing that still pisses me off, how come nobody has ever at any stage jumped in to fucking separate Kanye and his fucking, why was no one in there going, yeah, no, he can't be making these decisions. He's clearly fucking batshit.
He is batshit. And his new Australian quote-unquote wife.
/ hostage.
Yeah. Yeah, that's is Stockholm Syndrome a fashion label now?
I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah. All I know is that poor woman has just marched nude through the streets of the world.
Yeah, just his own personal Game of Thrones.
Yeah. Shame. 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 You're taking it out on the wrong person, Kanye.
I've never heard, and I will still say that I think he's a legitimate genius who unfortunately.
You know how much you love Kanye.
Who has unfortunately cracked under the weight of many pressures.
Don't talk about the Kardashians. Like
I'm not talking about that. I'm not talking about that. And I'm also not excusing his behavior. Mm-hmm. Obviously, like, he's got enough people telling him he needs help. Maybe he should seek some.
Yeah.
But holy Christ.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. We need to get Britney's dad on the situation.
We really do.
Somebody needs, for like a start, he wouldn't have fucking lost half of his fucking, you know, financial empire if somebody had just stepped in and went, I'm taking the microphone away now.
It's nay on the artsy nays.
Yeah. Just, oh, freaking hell. Where were the overprotective, you know, dads there?
I thought you were about to say, where were his owners? And I was like, 200 years ago.
I was not about to say that. Oh, my God. That's why I can't take you anywhere. Turn the fancy grandiose sound effects off. We do not deserve grandiose effects. Oh, my God. We are horrible people.
The thing about Kanye was initially what made him so scary was that he was behaving like a white rock star. Like all the crazy over-the-top pronouncements. And he was like Elvis.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And people couldn't understand it. We're just like, wow, this guy's a total iconoclast. He's flipping the whole thing on his head. Yeah. And then Nazis.
Yeah, and you're like, oh, no.
Oh, no.
Well, it's like that. What is that rule? It's like, you know, any argument on the internet
God
becomes
law.
Yeah, completely invalid as soon as you mention Nazis. It's exactly the same with Kanye's career.
With anyone's career.
Everything was fine and then bow.
Like, the day where you're just like, today's the day to defend Nazis is the day where you're like, I'm sick of working.
Actually, no, you know what? No, it's not everyone. Hugo Boss, he kicked on afterwards.
Yeah, he made some pretty fucking sharp suits though, didn't he?
Yeah.
Same as Coco Chanel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Stylish.
And Coco Chanel, I get it, man. She was just a survivor.
Yeah.
Like, I don't really have a huge problem with that.
I'm not going to start a hate campaign on Coco Chanel.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah, you had to do what you had to do.
And I've got my share of Adidas shoes. Annie Dassler was in the Hitler Youth. But they all had to be.
Well, you know what? That's like, I feel bad for like all of those like young, like French ladies who fucked German soldiers just to get information out of them.
Yeah.
And then after the war, everyone's like, oh my God, you fucked Germans. And you're like, yeah, but no, you don't understand. I was there like strategically trying to get information about deployments. But nobody has time to listen for that while they're, you know, heating up the tar and feathers.
Yeah, and chopping off hair.
Yeah.
Yeah, I literally sucked the secrets out of him.
I fucking saved Savile Blanc. Oh my God, do you have any ships these lips saved?
We really should do an episode on
your grandma.
Well, she was a collaborator of sorts.
Well, parts of her were.
She did it for the Empire, man. She was a saint. No, we really should do an episode on women of the resistance.
Yeah.
Like badass women who fucking just straight up killers who did what they had to do to overturn the fucking invaders.
Yeah, good on it. Oh, yeah. My God. Well, actually, you know what? And it's mirrored today. It was like the wonderful, like the Ukrainian women who were picking up Russian soldiers on Tinder.
Oh, that's right.
Only to, yeah, so they could get like, you know, the troop deployments and,
wow,
you know, and some of them, they actually just showed up and.
Yeah.
You know.
So this is why you should only have an army full of gay men.
Oh my God, yeah, that's how you don't get. No, but then.
Oh, then Grindr, yeah.
Because every world war just ends up at Eurovision every year. It's just like, why is the invading army slowly turning towards Sweden? It's Eurovision.
Are we invading Ibiza again?
Oh my God, damn you, Sweden!
Hugo Boss will have to start making very snazzy looking swimming tubs.
It's hard to be a fascist regime in togs. I'm just going to say it.
I'm going to say, like, pretty much all of my gay friends are the biggest fucking slobs in the world.
Really?
Yeah, all my gay friends are real fucking slobs. One of them is a terrifying gangster-looking guy.
Yeah.
Who gets around in, like, Yves Saint Laurent and that kind of stuff.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Looks like he's going to steal your Razor scooter on the train.
But you know, it's like, that's like, you know, like African American women who are like, they're just like sick of like, don't expect of me that I've got to be the like, well, sugar, honey pie, faster black woman. Like, I can be like a grumpy, like serious bitch. Like,
oh, so you mean I could have the booty of a black woman with the dour grumpiness of a white woman? Ooh.
Karen McPackin.
Karen spelt with a Q and three R's.
Oh, my God. Yeah. So I guess it's the same, like, yeah, with gay men. Like, everyone just expects you to be, like, stylish and fabulous. Yeah. And
I mean, I do know one gay guy who is, to be perfectly honest, fucking even I would.
Mm.
Like, he is a fucking Adonis.
Yeah, but that's that, – like, there are just people like that. Like, it's like your Jason Momoa's Henry Cavill's. It's not gay. It's just that they're so damn beautiful.
Yeah, no, because he's got a brother who's very similar to him, and his brother is a conservative political aspirant.
Mm.
And they look – like, physically, they look very similar, but the gay one's obviously invested time and money in his body and his look,
mm-hmm.
and he looks like a fucking model, whereas his brother just looks like a schlub. And failed to win a seat in Parliament.
No, but see, that's it. That's what I'm saying. Like, just some people, they just have, it's just this pheromone that you're just like,
Yeah.
That you're just like, Humphrey, how do you think Humphrey Bogart was getting laid? We've gone through this. No, he had something about him.
He had the gestalt.
He had the, you're like, oh, you know what? The modern equivalent, Walton Goggins. None of us know why, but we would.
I wouldn't. I would chat to him for ages about his acting.
And then you would. You know, maybe. You would. It would. You'd end up in the bedroom.
Maybe.
Like, we're like, it's the whole, like, people are talking about, you know, all these incels who are like, oh, women are bitches because they only want, you know, guys who are like 6'7" and like, you know, and like really muscly and perfect looking. And then someone's like, you realize how many women are writing like fan fiction about Walter Goggins in his Fallout makeup where he doesn't have a no, where they're getting it on with him. Yeah. So, no.
Because no no's gets you closer to the prize.
Yeah, it's nothing between you and God. Woo!
He's a flush fit.
But he's a prime example. There's something about that man. God knows what. He's not an attractive man. He looks like he has put in the teeth of a hobo that he has murdered.
Horse teeth.
Yeah. They're not his teeth. He killed someone for those teeth.
He may have done.
Yeah. But you're like, but I still would.
He's a very charming man.
Sometimes he plays complete asshole.
You need to see him interviewed. He is a charming man.
No, I'm saying like the characters like he'll play in movies. Yeah. And you're just like, oh my God.
Yeah, he doesn't come off well in Django Unchained, does he?
What is it, the Predators, where he's supposed to represent the felons in prison?
Oh, that's right, yeah.
He tries to shank a predator.
That's right, that's so good. He throws homophobic slurs at the predator while shanking him. That's so good.
Oh, my God. That is the most American thing I've ever seen in my life. Oh, my God. But anyway, we digress.
Yes.
Oh, my God. You know what? Speaking about something that seems good in theory and then is just goes horribly wrong in practice.
Yes.
Would you believe that totally brings us to the topic of this week?
No.
Would you believe?
I would.
Oh, my Lord. Look, we've all been to weddings. We've all heard the speech. Love is patient. Love is kind. Love is not pushing each other over a cliff.
Oh.
Until one of you is dead.
Okay.
As this week, we are going to explore the story of a woman who 8 days after the wedding to her, obviously her husband.
Her husband, yeah.
After 8 days of marital bliss, she pushed the fucker over a cliff and killed him.
Wow.
Because, take a guess why.
For money?
No. Nothing as trivial as money.
Oh, really?
Because she didn't want to have sex with him.
Was this an arranged marriage? We'll get into this. Wow, okay.
Virgin! Everybody ring the bell if you're having shots at home. Whoop, 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 whoop. It's the virgin episode.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Okay, I didn't know that was a thing.
Oh, it is now. Whoop, whoop. Everyone, take a shot.
There's
whoop.
A virgin bell?
Yes, virgin bell.
What's the virgin bell?
It's me ringing the virgin bell. We don't have video anymore.
Oh, isn't a popular culture thing. This is just something you've invented.
I'm just ringing the virgin bell.
Okay.
Ding, 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 ding. That's me ringing the bells of virgins.
I thought this was some kind of cruel hazing that high school students went through who hadn't gotten laid yet.
Oh, no.
I would have been hearing that shit into my 30s.
Ding, dong, ding, dong. Oh. No, this week we explore the story of a bride who decided she'd have enough of her husband 8 days in this week's episode of The Newly Deads.
Nice.
Yeah. Jordan.
Oh, come on. You missed the obvious one.
What?
8 days a week. I kill you. The Beatles reference.
Eight days a week.
I kill you. Ah, oh, man.
Jordan Lynn Graham.
No, that is an American trailer park name if I've ever heard one.
As soon as I read it, as soon as we got like the three names, I'm like, of course she killed him.
I'm Googling this woman's picture immediately.
Oh my God, I have pictures.
No, I need to see for myself. I will keep it. I'm guessing it's spelled Jordan, J-O-R-D-Y-N.
No, G-O-R-D-A-N.
Wow.
But Lynn is L-I-double-N.
L-I-double-N.
Graham.
Graham.
Yes.
Oh, yep. Oh, yeah.
Is that every cliche you thought it would be?
Oh, my God. She is definitely an ex-child beauty queen. Definitely child beauty pageants. She's got JonBenet written all over her.
Oh, yeah. The one that lived. Ironically, just to kill.
Yeah.
Born in August of 1991. I know. Do you feel old right
now?
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel old.
Jordan Lynn Graham lived with her family in Kalispell, Montana.
Oh, yeah.
It's just from the Glacier National Park. It's a rural town in one of the United States' most beautiful, most mountainy areas.
Mountainy?
Mountainy.
You English good. I've always wanted to go to Montana.
Yeah. Well, part of me does, part of me doesn't want to get, like, killed by inbred sex perverts in the forest because apparently that happens a lot.
Lou and I have started planning a US trip.
Nice.
Yeah, we're going to do Nashville.
Yeah, well, obviously. Texas. Yeah.
Yeah.
Just, it's like you're picking out all the spots where I could die here.
Yeah.
This would be nice. Yeah. There's worse places to go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, if it wasn't for the gun violence, I would live in America.
Yeah. Oh, there without, you go.
Yeah, fucking earth.
Well, apparently homes are a dollar if late night TV is anything to go by.
Okay, so if it wasn't for the gun violence, the lack of healthcare, the insane biblical right, and the unfettered capitalism, I would definitely live in America. It's fucking beautiful, and the Americans that I know are wonderful people.
Mm.
Yeah.
Now, her whole life. Speaking of the ones that are horrible, her whole life, Graham was extremely religious.
Yes, of course.
You know the type.
Yes.
She'd always, without fail, went to regular attendance at the Faith Baptist Church. She was there at least once a week, every week, as well as all special events.
Ooh, special.
Oh, yeah. Pretty much her whole life revolved around the church. And she told everyone in the church she had two big ambitions in life.
Okay.
Right?
Announcing ambitions in a church.
Not to be molested. No. Do you want to know what her big ambitions were in life?
To be a singer?
That's
and
one.
And so she wanted to be a singer and she wanted to be a model.
Oh, listen to you trying to have one of your new fancy careers. No.
Oh, she wanted to be a mum?
She wanted to get married and have a large family.
Look, honestly, if that's what you're planning, that's not a bad ambition. If that's your choice, not from the patriarchal pressure around you.
Yeah.
Yeah, but if you just want to have a family, that's cool.
You know, and just maybe if you're like, you don't have enough personality to be like, oh, maybe I could do other things in my life. Maybe, you know, take up some classes, get some hobbies first. Maybe discover you before getting children to fill the void, is all I'm saying.
Pretty sure the Baptists tell you not to discover you. Keep away from that devil's door, man.
That's how the devil is delivered.
Yep. Straight up the chute.
She was quoted as telling one of her friends, quote, I want to meet a nice guy. Get married. I want to have kids. And I want to be a stay-at-home mom and just have my family.
Old me would have been judgmental, but honestly, if that is genuinely what you want, that's fine.
You know?
Yeah. If you don't want to have children and go away and live a life, even better, but that's your choice.
No, that's fine. There's nothing wrong with wanting to have kids. I'm just saying make sure that it's for the right reasons and not just because you're desperately unfulfilled.
Yeah, not just because America's always going to need Marines.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly. She was out on Halloween in 2011.
Nice.
At age 18. And she shared her dream to be a mother and a stay-at-home mum with a gentleman she had just met, Cody Johnson.
Hey, Cody Johnson.
He was a 25-year-old car enthusiast from California.
I'm already liking him.
Turns out Cody had a bit of a thing.
Oh, really?
Do you know what he had a bit of a thing for?
Well, you've already said cars, so I'm assuming cars.
Good little stay-at-home innocent Catholic girls. Baptist, or church girls.
Baptist girls.
Yeah. Yes.
Right. So a girl who can knit.
He told all of his friends constantly how he wanted to have, quote, a good church girl.
What kind of car enthusiast is this?
Yeah, again, I don't think Cody has a personality.
I don't think he does.
So pretty much as soon as he met Graham, he was like, boner alert. He quickly joined her church.
Oh.
Yeah, he was going for it.
Oh, okay.
He joined her church and tried to win over all of her friends immediately.
Oh, that's creepy as fuck.
Friends said that he appeared completely smitten with her. And, okay, now considering that they met on Halloween, they were like officially hardcore, were in a serious relationship before the end of the year.
Oh, no.
Uh-huh.
No.
They then, and this is all interesting considering what we're going to come find out with Revelations later. They courted each other for the better part of 2 years.
Right.
Okay.
Yep.
2 years of courting.
Right. What does courting mean?
Like going out, but dating.
Sorry. So, look, it's an anachronism. So what are we talking about? Like, is this flowers and all that sort of bullshit with no action?
Yeah, yeah. And, like, having to go to each other's, like, family events and, you know, going to the movies and, like, oh, look at this. Is it infected?
Oh, but no stooping.
No stooping.
Oh, no, that's bad.
2 years.
Yeah, no, that's not good.
2 years. This is why, and I'm saying, like, seriously, you can't get married if you haven't.
Oh, absolutely.
And it's not just because you need to know. Like, sometimes it's just a complete.
Yeah, we've all been there. Someone that we've really been interested in, it's finally happened, and you just at the end of it going, well, that was not good.
Yeah.
And, like, it's no one's fault.
It's just there's nothing there.
There's nothing there.
It's just.
It was just a whole bunch of meaty flapping. It was bad.
Yeah, you're like those magnets, and your genitals kind of like.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, no. Or they're just into stuff that you're not into.
Yeah, that's an even bigger one.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, yeah, you got to know how the other one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You got to know what kicks their chickens.
Exactly. Yeah. So, and if kicking a chicken is part of it. So you need to before you commit to it what you're committing to. Yeah.
If they want you to put on a rubber mask, take Polaroids where they kick chickens.
Yeah.
Leave Dennis Rader alone.
So that's what I'm saying. I'm just saying, you know, go and have your senses taken at Bethlehem, you know, at least once before you get married. That's all I'm saying. So they met, like I said, Halloween of 2011. In December of 2012, Graham posted a photo on Instagram. And this tells something as well.
Early adopter, yeah.
Announcing her engagement to Cody.
Oh.
But this is it. They're in, like, oh, my God, like, he's just proposed. Was it a loving picture of the two of them? Like, oh, my God, I'm too excited. No, it was of her hand and a picture of the ring, which I find very telling.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, it's all about the rock with some people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, see, to me, that would be like a red flag. I'd be like, fuck off. Like, so you don't care who gave you the ring, is what you're saying?
Yeah, yeah. No, I get that. That's a red flag.
About the ring?
That is a red flag. But it might have been an Instagram trend at the time. You don't know.
Oh, that's an even bigger red flag.
Yeah, well, millennials.
The two of them began planning their wedding, their dream wedding, a July wedding.
Oh, because that's their summer.
Of course it was.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord. It was a picture-perfect wedding.
Oh.
Now, the couple, and this is going to be very ominous considering how this goes 8 days later.
Okay.
All right. The couple decided that they didn't want to just have an ordinary wedding. They wanted the most grandiose, super special, everyone is going to remember this for the rest of their lives wedding.
There have been studies on this.
Yes.
If you are one of those people that wants an over-the-top grandiose wedding, you're something like 3 times more likely to be divorced.
Oh.
Yeah.
You know what's a cheap way to get a divorce?
What's that? Push someone off a cliff?
So they wanted their wedding to be extra memorable.
Yeah.
So, oh my God. They were doomed as soon as they did this.
Okay.
They decided to hire a professional songwriter.
What?
Named Elizabeth Shea to compose a custom song for their wedding.
That is some fucking Arab Emirates level of grandiosity.
Like, that's just...
That's over the top.
So, using information, basically, okay, tell me about the two of you, met up with them, had a chat. What are you into? Oh, I like long walks to the tops of cliffs, not being married. I don't like my husband. What? I do like my husband.
Imagine if the song sucked.
Okay. You and I know what's going to happen 8 days after this song is sung for the first time about their special love.
Okay.
These are part of the lyrics to the special song to commemorate their love.
Yes.
Everyone wants a safe place to fall.
Oh. Oh.
Fall.
Oh, dear.
And you're mine. You helped me to climb higher for a better view. You're my safe place to fall. You never let me go.
Can you take me higher?
No, but I can push you lower. So June 29th, 2013... they got married.
Nice.
Now, some of Cody's friends felt that there was something off on the wedding. For a fact, they point out the fact that she didn't look at him once during the ceremony.
Oh, dear. Yeah, that's a bit of a telltale.
And was apparently sobbing as she walked down the aisle.
That's a bad sign.
But can I say, in defense of that,
yeah.
When my sister got married, so she was standing up there, you know, with the man she was marrying, yeah. She started uncontrollably, like, sobbing.
Yeah.
To the point where I was like, do I need to, like, should I just pick her up, like, punch people in the face and, like, just like carry her out of there. She yeah. really looks like she doesn't want to be there. And afterwards, you know, she was just all like, oh my God, I was just so happy. And you're like, no one told your face, bitch. So I not necessarily, but sometimes spot on.
Yeah.
Sometimes spot on. Oh, Lord. So they got married. They had the perfect wedding. Excuse me. Now, later, after the wedding, apparently she texted one of her friends the message, totally had a meltdown.
Totally.
Totally. Saying that she was having second thoughts about the marriage and she was completely freaking out.
Yeah.
Saying, what the heck I just did all of this for? You're using heck, for fuck's sake.
Yeah.
If you're ever allowed to drop a hell, I think it's now.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord. Do you want to know why she started to freak out?
Yeah. I mean, I could obviously make all kinds of tasteless jokes about not wanting to marry the guy, but go on.
No. She's very happy to marry him.
Oh, right. Okay.
Marrying him was not the problem.
Right.
This was her dream. This was amazing. The problem came with the idea of the fact that she realized now that they were married,
yeah,
she'd have to have sex with him.
It's an expectation of the union.
That there would be
yeah.
sex.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, the reason that she was suddenly like, oh, and she told her friend that she felt physically ill at just the idea of having sex with him. Okay.
Right. With this guy specifically or just sex?
this guy.
Right, okay.
Specifically. Okay. So they've been going out for 2 years.
Yeah.
Okay. So he's dated her for 2 years. They've never had sex. He's been okay with that. Like, she said that, this is to her friend, she was like convinced that, oh my God, he's just going to make me want to do like really weird, freaky stuff that I don't want to do. And her friend, because her friend would later testify, saying, and they asked, okay, well, what like weird and freaky stuff did he want her to do? To which the friend revealed, he never said that he wanted to do anything weird or freaky, had never mentioned doing anything weird or freaky, had never insinuated or displayed any interest in anything weird or freaky. She just got it into her head.
Right.
That he was just going to, they were going to say, okay, that's it, let's have sex. And he was just going to just start, just propose something incredibly weird and freaky.
Can you imagine being in that kind of very religious, very decorous relationship where you know, sex is very much off the table until you're married, and you're just there with your potential husband, and he's like, as soon as we're married, I'm going to put on a Garfield mask and eat your asshole. Like, I'm going to call you lasagna butt. We're going for it.
But the thing is, nobody asked her what her definition of weird and freaky is.
Yeah.
So we don't know. Like, her idea of weird and freaky could be fucking leaving the lights on.
Yeah. She's sounding to me like she's asexual and she just doesn't know it.
Yeah. Just like, oh my God, he wanted me to like wear a hat. Like, oh my God, like I had to wear oven mittens.
Yeah.
What's your idea of freaky?
Yeah.
He hadn't expressed an idea of freaky. She was just like, oh, I just know it's going to be weird and freaky stuff. Again, what are you watching?
Yeah.
That you're like, oh, yeah, nah, as soon as we get to Pound Town.
Yeah.
Like, maybe they just spent the last 2 years watching like increasingly harder and harder pornography.
Yeah.
And she's like, oh my God, like I don't know that many African, you know, American gentlemen playing for this couch.
How am I supposed to pour in your chest?
We don't own a second cup. Oh Lord. So her friend, who was her maid of honor at the wedding, said to her, well, you know what? You can just tell him. Even if he does, she's like, I'm sure that he won't ask you to do anything too weird and freaky. He knows that you've never had sex before. Yeah. He's not going to, like, lead with the rubber suit, all right? Like, I'm sure he's not going to ask you to do...
I'm the fish man of Tulunda.
I'm sure he's not going to ask you anything too weird.
Yeah.
Okay? But even if he does, you just say no.
Yeah. I mean, shouldn't your biggest worry be this could be a shit route?
Yes.
Yeah.
That should be the biggest friend. But no, her friend's like, you know what? If he does suggest something that you don't want to do, you just say no.
Yeah.
It's as simple as that. Like, problem
open
solved.
Communication, people.
Yeah. To which she responded, no, she'd have to just do it anyway because, quote, according to her religious upbringing,
she has to serve her husband.
Quote, I feel like it's my job to make him happy even if I'm miserable with a flute in my asshole.
That's what she said?
No, I might have added the flute bit.
Oh, God.
But even if I'm miserable, I was just like, what would make me miserable? It would be me just ass up. Doodly-doo.
Getting a Ron Burgundy.
So that's where they were.
Yeah.
So they have now been married for 8 days.
Yeah.
She has been putting off sex for 8 days.
Because you can do the whole I'm on my period thing.
You know, I've got a headache. You can just say no.
You can just say no.
But according to her,
yeah,
she wasn't allowed to say no.
Yeah.
So I think she just, like, for the 8 days was just like, oh, my God, we should go look at these mountains. Let's go look at a museum. Oh, my God. Oh, my God, what's that? I've got a phone call. Honey, that's just a banana. Oh, my God. Ring, ring. She just kept, like, shuffling, like, that card game. She just kept shuffling shit on for, like, days.
Yeah.
Okay. And on the eighth day after their wedding, was like, oh my God, you know how there's that giant mountain, you know, not that far from where we live that you've never been to, but oh my God, it's on your bucket list before you die. You want to see the top of that mountain. Oh my God, let's totally go and climb that mountain.
Right.
So they went and climbed the mountain, which was apparently the most mountainy and tallest mountain in their area.
It's Montana too, so there'd be some fucking mountains.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Although then again, was it fucking, oh God, Otis Lee Crenshaw who said that Montana's so flat you can watch your dog run away for 3 days?
You watch your husband fall for 3 days also. No, very tall mountain. So they then hike, spend the day, instead of having sex, they spend the day hiking up to the top of this mountain.
Yeah.
Okay. They get to the very top of the mountain. She's like, oh my God, look, this is amazing. But oh, to hell with this stupid barrier that's here keeping us away from the cliff face. We should, you know what? We should totally just step over that thing so we can fully enjoy the view.
Right.
And as they stood enjoying the view, she put both hands onto his back and pushed him first forward, face forward, off the fucking mountain.
Jesus Christ.
You want to know how high they were?
Oh, God.
They were so high when he finally hit the bottom.
Oh, no.
His fucking shoes blew off.
Whoa.
And these were like boots. You know when you go hiking, they're like triple knotted to hike. They blew off him. That's how much he...
Oh, wow.
When he hit the bottom.
Oh, man, that's brutal.
Blew his shoes off.
Fuck.
Boop. She didn't want to have sex with him.
Still popped his clogs.
Oh, my God, it's that whole, I'll give you three wishes. Be careful what you wish for. I want my new wife to blow my socks off. Well, technically.
Don't make me laugh. I've got a cold.
So, oh, my God, he wanted to get blown by his bride. Oh, yeah. My God. So, yeah, rather than have sex with him, or just say, I don't want to have sex with you, or I'm nervous about sex, or we'll have sex, but I don't want to do freaky sex, you know, but I'm worried God will judge me.
Yeah.
No.
The smoothest thing to say is, when we're done, God's going to high five you.
Oh! If you're a serial killer, that's a great, you know, anyway. So the other thing is, like, I love the fact, like, how she's, like, so pick and choosy. Like, she's all like, oh, I can't have sex with him because, you know, I've got to have sex with him because it's my wifely duty. You know what is your other wifely duty? Not fucking pushing him off a cliff.
Yeah.
But apparently we can pick and choose on that one.
Wow.
So how about you? I just, oh, my God.
8 days.
8 days. Yeah. Yeah. So you know what she did then?
What'd she do then?
She climbed down the mountain, just went the fuck home.
Oh, okay.
Didn't tell anyone? Didn't say anything?
Didn't say, oh, my husband's missing?
Nope. Just went the fuck home.
Wow.
You know how we discovered he was missing?
A bear turned up with his shoes?
The next day, his boss noticed when he didn't show up for work.
Oh, that's always one.
So his boss and friend, yeah, the boss said that. No one's friends with their boss. Their friend and boss, Cameron Fredrickson, was like, oh, holy shit, he hasn't shown up to work. I called him. He's not answering his phone. He called the house phone. Nobody answered. So he drove over to the house. All the lights are off. No one's home. Holy shit. So he called the cops. You know, like worried, like freaking out, like, oh my God, like he didn't show up from work, like there's no lights on, I don't understand.
Yeah.
Like she had gone home, but then she just happened to be out when he just like popped around.
Yeah.
So they're like, oh, holy shit. So this is on July 8th. On July 10th, Graham contacted police. Okay, so basically the police showed up saying, oh, okay, we've had a report. Where is your husband?
Yeah.
To which she told the police that her and her husband, oh, yes, we went climbing up the mountain and then we had an argument because, you know, I told him that I didn't want to do it and he got, like, really upset and stormed off. And then I came home in time just to see him, my husband, and it was very clearly my husband, get into a car that I've never seen before, driven by people I couldn't see. But he definitely got into their car and he said, I'm very angry. I may never be back. And then drove off.
I may never return.
Never return. Wow. Frigid.
Why are people so bad at this?
It's obviously the police were like, oh, so you obviously, you know, like called, you know, like your best friend or a family member to be like, oh my God, my husband, like we had an argument. He just said he may never return. And she's like, no. I'm sure it just sorted itself out. So on July 10, so this is how she's pushed him off the mountain two days ago.
Yeah.
She was like, oh, but it's okay. Oh, my God. She had put up a Facebook post, or sorry, a Twitter post going, oh, husband's missing. Anyone seen him? I love you. I'll totally see you in heaven.
Oh, dear.
On July 10th, basically, Graham reported to police that she had just received a suspicious email.
Really?
A suspicious email.
They're so bad at this.
From an account.
Oh, okay.
She didn't know the account named Garmantone 607. And of course it's a Tony. As soon as there's a Tony involved, yeah, you're like, Tony's trouble.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Carmantone 607.
Yeah.
Okay.
This email was to notify her that her husband was dead. What have you done, Carmantone 607?
Wow.
Okay. So this is just, my name is Tony. This is the voice Tony.
Okay.
My name is Tony. There is no bother looking for Cody anymore. He is gone. I saw your post on Twitter and thought I would email you. He had come with some buddies and met up with me on Sunday night in Columbia Falls. He was saying he needed to be with his buddies for a bit and take them for a joyride. Sounds weirdly sexual.
Very sexual.
Yeah. I think I know why you haven't had sex for 2 years and 8 days.
Yep.
Well, one of you wasn't having sex. Tony continues. Three of the guys came back saying that they had gone for a ride in the woods somewhere and Cody got out of the car and went for a little hike. This is what was actually literally word for word written in the email.
So bad at this.
Carmantone 607.
Yeah.
He'd got out of the car and went for a little hike. Have you ever heard a man describe another man going on a little hike?
A little hike.
And they are positive he fell and he is dead, Jordan. I don't know who the guys were.
This is what it says. Oh, my God.
I don't know who they were, but I'm trusting them enough. Okay, when they went with my friend into the woods for a little hike.
Wow.
Don't know who they were. I didn't ask them their name. So I don't know who the guys were, but they took off. So call off the missing persons report. Got it. Cody is gone for sure. Tony.
Call off the missing persons report.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow. Thanks for the heads up, Carmantone 607. Oh, can you imagine going to the police with that?
That is some dog ate my homework shit.
And she's like, oh my God, like it's been sent to my email account. So it's obviously a legit, like I hit print.
Yeah.
It's been sent to my
account. There's no metadata.
The next day, police went, well, you know what? Carmantone 607 wouldn't lie to us.
No.
We should go out to the Glacial National Park and have a look around.
Okay.
Okay, see for where this little hike went. She, Graham, participated in the search. People described that she looked very uninterested the entire time.
Wow. Why would you? Oh, fucking hell.
So now it's like members of the community, the police, emergency workers, everyone is out now wandering through the forest, okay, looking for Cody. Graham got into her car, went for a little drive.
Oh, okay.
While the search was on. And she went up to a mountain overlook, telling friends and family, oh, I've just got a feeling about this location.
Oh, my God.
The spot known as The Loop.
The Loop.
Is a 200-foot cliff overlooking a ravine is where she got her feelings. Graham hopped over jagged rocks, looked down at the ravine and went, oh, my God, I see the body.
Wow.
To which a nearby, like, office ranger was like, no, that's not suspicious at all.
Wow.
They had to get a helicopter in to, like, helicopter his body out of there. They confirmed that the body belonged to Cody. And again, they found his shoes some distance from his body. On July 16th, so this is 8 days. This investigation is now as old as their wedding, all right? They brought her back in for another interview to be like, I'm not saying we don't trust you, but some might say it's a little bit suspicious that you randomly knew exactly where his body was. And she's like, oh, but my feeling, man. You're not taking into account my feeling, you know. Police continued their investigation, and what do you know? They found where the email from the mysterious Tony Carman 607 came from. They were able to trace the origin of the computer that sent the email. Where do you think the computer was located?
Her bedroom.
So close.
Oh.
Her parents' house.
Oh, my God. What a fucking idiot.
Would you believe they arrested her for murder?
No.
She was facing a life in prison for second degree murder. Days into her trial, she decided that she wanted to make a plea, and her and prosecutors reached a deal where she pled guilty to second-degree murder for 30 years.
30.
In prison.
Why take a plea deal? 30 years, why take a plea deal?
Are you talking on the terms of her or the prosecutors?
Her.
Because you're clearly so fucking guilty.
That's what I'm saying. Like, why not just chance it? Why not, like, go for it?
What have you got to lose?
What have you got to lose?
Yeah. Because you're like, yeah, she's not going to get out. She wouldn't get out until she was, like, what? Oh, 53. Remember, they're still ridiculously young.
Yeah.
Because she had basically, her defense was, oh, and she kept changing her story. At first she was like, oh, look, I shouldn't be found guilty because, yes, I pushed him, but I didn't. Really shouldn't be charged with murder because it was an accident. Like, oh, I didn't mean to, like, push him that hard.
Yeah.
Then she changed the story to be like, oh, well, actually, he decided that he wanted to do weird and freaky sexual things to me then and there on the mountain. So I was pushing him away when he accidentally fell off the mountain.
Yep.
But the problem was that when she's like, oh, no, I pushed him away because he was trying to do weird, freaky sexual stuff. They like, but was he trying to do weird, freaky sexual stuff with your butt because you pushed him squarely from behind?
Yeah.
And he went face down. So we're not sure how he was you know?
Yeah.
But then she changed her story again. Of just, oh no, it was an accident. Like, we were just playing around.
Yeah.
And he, you know, he slipped and fell. Oh. Then she changed her mind to be like, oh, yes, look, he had fell, but I didn't come to the police because I was worried that no one would give me a proper listen to. You just assumed I'd killed him. You had killed him.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord, 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 Lord. So she decided, okay, we'll take the plea deal. We'll give her a 30-year sentence. Now, one of these, when the police were interviewing friends,
yeah,
a couple of his friends, as soon as Cody went missing, some of his friends came forward straight away and had been like, oh, yeah, now the wife totally did it. They were saying that they had told him for some time they were skeptical about the relationship.
Yeah.
That he seemed a lot more into her than she was into him.
Yeah.
And like, whenever she talked about the future, it was always about her and her 20 kids.
Right.
It wasn't about the two of them or even the two of them and 20 kids.
Right.
So the other thing is like, yeah, she wanted 20 kids. She just wanted to forego the step in between.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which, again, you should discuss,
yeah,
with someone at the beginning.
Yes, you should.
You know, or just if they make your vagina die a little inside, don't date them.
Yeah.
Don't agree to marry them.
No.
Don't be like, oh, it'll all be all right on the night.
Yeah.
No, it's not going to improve. Oh, Lord. A friend saying, I almost instantly thought Jordan knew something, did something, or was a part of what happened to Cody.
Oh, yeah.
When Cody told me that he was going to propose to Jordan, I wasn't real supportive of it. I did have a conversation with him saying, I think you should reconsider. So she got sentenced 30 years in prison.
Yeah.
2 years after taking the plea deal, she got some new lawyers and made the lawyers go back to court to appeal her sentence, arguing that 30 years was excessive just for killing your husband of 8 days.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Please tell me they increased the sentence.
That's the bit she thought was excessive. Not the courting someone for 2 years.
Yeah.
And then pushing them off a cliff. What? 30 years in prison. The court sided with prosecutors and she remains incarcerated in Alabama. Ding, 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 ding,
Alabama?
Ding, ding,
ding. Okay.
Yeah. Don't ask me why, Alabama. It's America.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe because it happened in a national park. It was a federal crime or something.
Oh, interesting.
Maybe. Yeah. I don't know. I don't know
Smokey
how they're fucking...
Smokey the Bear called Rank.
I don't know. I don't know how their fucking wacky justice system works.
I didn't realize it did work.
Do you know they elect fucking sheriffs?
Yeah, and don't even get me
That's
started about
fucking
that.
Crazy.
Don't even get me started with
electing
that.
Judges. That is fucking
don't
crazy.
Don't even get me started with that. But anyway.
Just on behalf of the rest of the world, that is fucking crazy.
Yeah. Like.
Crazy.
Crazy. Oh, my God. So, yeah, what do you take of our true crime story of Jordan Lynn Graham and poor old Cody?
Yeah, look, poor old Cody, clearly he was barking up the wrong tree. And it sounds to me like, I mean, apart from the fact that she was willing to murder someone, had some real fucking mind-twisted Christian upbringing bullshit going on.
Baptist,
yeah.
Baptist.
So, yeah, look, I mean, obviously it's a huge leap between, oh, God, I'm going to have to please my husband because that's what's expected of me, to, well, fuck it, murder then.
Yeah.
Like,
what?
That's a hell of a jump.
Yeah, that's a fucking escalation. And the thing is, you took 2 years for, like, a courtship. Maybe me take 2 years to think of an alternative option.
Yeah.
To pushing him over a cliff. He's waited this long.
Yeah. I mean, I kept trying to rationalize it in my brain, like maybe she's asexual, maybe she doesn't know how to communicate, all that sort of stuff. It still gets cancelled out with murder.
Like, there are plenty of, like, asexual people who go around not murdering people.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm just, like,
yeah,
what the hell? I don't know how we got here.
Yeah.
There are so many parts on this journey. Yeah. Jesus, just say no.
Yeah, just fucking craziness.
Just say no to, like, dating, the engagement. Just say no to the wedding. Just say no. Just say no to any part of that, and this all gets shut down.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Also, don't just no. Yeah. No.
I can't believe how bad she was at that alibi. That's just so fucking
bad. Or Carmantoni 607 was a bad alibi.
That's the best thing.
He described the little hike in such detail.
Oh, I just got an email from Mr. Alibi, Believe Me Please, 49.
Oh, it's like people have never listened to a true crime podcast in their life.
This is what happens when your school system allows anyone to come in off the street and decide curriculum.
I bet you she was homeschooled.
I guarantee it. Dinosaurs aren't fucking real. I can tell the police I got an email from Carmantoni 65. I'll push my husband to his death.
Yeah. Oh, my God. You want your socks blown off? I'll blow your fucking socks off. Yeah. You sex pervert. You know she was yelling at him for being a sex pervert all the way down. And he's like, hey, what the fuck? I waited patiently for 2 fucking years.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
You know his dying words were, frigid bitch.
Splat.
Oh, my God. There are just so many.
Poor bastard.
No, you know what? This just fucking no. Because how do you marry someone you've never even just had a conversation about sex?
Look, this is going to be very reductive.
Oh God, here we go.
She's pretty hot.
Oh,
that's how. Like in a hillbilly kind of way.
I can't talk to you right now.
In a hillbilly kind of way.
So you'd be okay, like, okay, we're going to get married, we're going to get engaged, I'm going to propose, and we won't even talk about sex for 2 years.
No, I'm just saying objectively she's reasonably cute.
Did salt and pepper teach you nothing?
No, I'm just saying.
I stuck up a sense.
Of course.
So you don't push someone off a cliff.
I'm not going to court someone for 2 years. Can you imagine how awful that sex would be the first time?
Oh.
After 2 years of this incredible boundary and you're just like, let's fucking do it.
And she's like a virgin.
It would be awful.
Like everyone's bad. Like,
no one's enjoying that.
And it's not even the first time. The first few times, you're terrible, you're awful, you don't quite understand where things go. Things hurt. Ooh, you know.
Yeah.
Maybe. Is that supposed to go there? Dudes are always trying to put it in the wrong hole.
No, we're not. We're really not. Not all of us are like that.
No, they're like, oh, my God, I've got it. That's not it. That's not it. Just, that's my belly button.
Just quietly, I don't understand the bum thing. I really don't.
No, oh, my God. Like, no, just the dudes with just bad aim who were just like, yeah, and then they, like, stab your thigh. Ah, and then
what
they're
the
like,
fuck?
Like,
are you having sex with jousters?
Some men have incredibly...
Are they having a run-up?
Some men have incredibly bad aim, is what I'm saying. They have too much confidence and not enough. They're not using the force. Look, how many men did it take to get that bomb down that chute?
That was an exhaust port. I think you'll find.
Exactly.
That was Luke's birthday.
How many goes did it take? Even with a fucking computer. How did they fail to get that in the right hole?
Well, and then the fucking religious freak just kind of winged it. Yeah.
just kicked the Death Star into the sun. See you and your butt stuff.
Oh
my God. So, you know, I mean, yeah, murder's not funny and all that, but for God's sake,
teach your kids to talk about sex.
Oh my God. Teach your kids to fuck.
No, oh, that suddenly got very trailer park. No.
And let him know it's not all, it's not all flutes in bums. And if you don't want a flute in your bum, it's perfectly fine for the other person to say no, because they're not into flutes in their bums. That's okay, man.
That's okay. I don't want to flute bum shame anyone, but it's not for everyone.
But also, if you, and then when you finally find someone, you take off their pants and you hear a doodle-doo, you're like, oh! It's when you know you've found the one.
Yeah, the Pied Piper. Are you talking about a skin flute or an actual flute?
Either or.
Okay.
Whatever's your fancy. Okay. That's one way to lure the rats away.
Because we could be talking about the pork oboe. Or or the bedroom bassoon.
This is the other reason you need to have these conversations, because I could not marry anyone who ever called it a pork oboe.
I think because you're vegan. For you, it would have to be the pajama banana. In your case.
Oh, my God. That is the best Wiggles song ever.
A pajama banana. Oh, no. Here comes Captain Catholic Sword.
Oh, my God. The Wiggles After Dark.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. It's made stuff come out of my nose.
Oh.
You and your freaky sex stuff.
I'm not a freak. I'm the most vanilla person.
You and your pork oboe. Oh, my God. See, if you're at home, let us know what's the weirdest freak sex stuff someone has asked you to do. And did you do it, or did you push him over a cliff? Let us know at realmothman@gmail.com.
Actually, no, we'll just put it up on an Instagram story and you can just reply to the poll. Because we don't want you to send... Don't send an email from your mum's house from fucking car guy.
This is what got us into this mess. Nobody is responding to the poll.
Very good.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. You know what? If only he had, like, flapped his wings and flew off like Mothman, because there'd be girls out there for him, because real Mothmen eat the carpet.
And like the dick, throw marriage in the bin. I'm stopping this madness. Fuck, we sound healthy. Listen to us. The American health system's so shit, and we're both here fucking dying.
But we're still alive.
Just.
Up to these old men to deposit their horrible, wrinkly seed in as many young ladies as humanly possible.
Sounds
for
like
the tribe.
Sounds like a terrible society.
Literally Hollywood today.
Yeah.
So they refused to take on Christianity, and the Jesuit mission failed.
And this music happened. Over the Iguazu Falls you go.
Yeah, you know what? I'm not giving up polygamy for that either, to be honest.
No.
Oh, Lord. So, yeah, they're not. So they never came to an agreement,
yeah,
and they never converted. In 1825, Chile declared its independence after the Chilean War of Independence,
yeah,
that went from 1810 to 1810.
Yep.
In all this time, the Mapuche tribe never gave up their resistance to invasive rule.
Right.
And are one of the few remaining indigenous tribes that have managed to hold on to their culture and traditions.
Fucking good on them.
The sad thing is, of course, like in today, like in the parts of like Chile and Argentina where they are, of course, they are still a minority,
yeah,
in the new populace, and they do actually suffer large degrees of discrimination and poverty and isolation, and some truly horrible things have been done even to this day to the indigenous peoples. And a lot of it is because a lot of the indigenous peoples fight against fucking companies showing up, fucking ripping stuff out of the environment and, yeah, just fucking ruining it, destroying rivers, knocking down the forest. They're very much opposed to it. They're like, these are our lands. Fuck you with your fucking bullshit mining that's going to destroy everything, and they usually just end up getting bullied or murdered. Or
I think it's time for the reappearance of a certain cultural figure with two swords for hands.
Fuck yes.
I'd get behind the crowdfunding campaign for that.
Fuck.
Like South American Batman.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fuck yeah. Swear to me. Chung chung. So that is the story of Galvarino. He may not have won the war, but ultimately his people did win the battle, and in they managed to keep their like traditions alive.
Top 10 badasses of all time, though.
Fucking ching ching! Fucking, oh my god, second in charge. Kebab!
Yeah.
Yeah.
Top 10 badasses of all time.
That's pretty fucking awesome.
Yeah.
Because that's pretty easy to be like, oh, I'm just going to go away and, you know, have a bit of a cry and a lie down. Like, honestly, like, I bump my elbow into, like, the door frame and I'm like, well, that's my whole day. I have to cry in bed because life is unjust and have a sick day at work because I'm emotionally traumatized.
But just imagine being in that tribe and, like, what are we going to do? And he just goes, we put fucking knives in my stumps and we fuck them up.
We fucking stab, stab, motherfucker. That's what the fuck we do. Stab, stab.
And let's, I'm sure he was chewing coca leaves. But he still got the job done.
Somehow that just makes him more awesome.
Yeah. I got finance tips for you.
Imagine the fucking line you could do off your fucking sword blade hands. From here to fucking North America.
Yeah. It's like an Evel Knievel level of gack. That's amazing.
Fucking hell. Woo! So, to one of the mightiest and I think long forgotten heroes of history, let's bring that motherfucker back. Let's bring the fucking movie. Oh, The Rock with his fucking pew pew.
Yeah, he'd be a good girl for
Jason Momoa.
Yeah, or someone who is South American, maybe.
I know, I can't think of anyone that's South American off the top of my head. Where's Pedro Pascal from?
He's from Chile.
Oh.
Yeah. As he just scoops women up like donuts.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I was going to say, like, he's hot. He doesn't even need, like, blade for fucking... Oh, my God. And, of course, there'll be a baby that he'll have to, like, save and strap to his body as he's fighting.
This is the movie they should have made instead of that Christian bullshit Apocalypto.
Oh, my God. I told you before, don't make fucking Mel Gibson angry. He will fuck us up.
I'm not Jewish. He'll leave me alone.
That is true.
Yeah.
That is true. But, yeah, fucking, that, you know what? We're going to add that to the list of movies that we need to make one day.
Yeah.
We are going to Pedro Pascal is Galvarino. Yeah. Hot.
I mean, Pedro Pascal is descended from the Spanish.
Fuck. Fuck. All right. We'll do some casting. I'm sure there is a beautiful member of the Mapuche tribe that we can cast. Yes. Yeah. We can get Pedro Pascal to just, he could be the sexy poet.
Yes.
Who like, it's just like, oh, please let him live. Why should he live? And he just takes his clothes off.
Yeah.
And and Calvarino's blades get rusty in all the wet that appears. And that's why he's defeated.
It's not just because it's in the tropics.
Yeah. Just that that bloody Pedro Pascal wetness. Oh, there we go. Oh, God. Now I'm going to drink the rest of the champagne and think about Pedro Pascal. So in the meantime, find your own Pedro Pascal of the sky, like a mothman. Because a real mothman eats the carpet. So does Pedro Pascal in my dreams.
And like colonialism, the dick goes in the bin.
Wang free. Picture the world.
Wang free.
Wang free.